the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
This is a viral clip that was originally put on YouTube in 2009. I don't know why it's viral now. Well, I mean, I do because it's decidedly
just
terrible, and that's how things go. Somebody sees it and tweets it or shares it, and then somebody else goes, oh, my God, that's terrible. Like, why did the Hot Wings' worst saxophone solo ever go viral, you know, 30 years after he recorded it?
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Band.
Yeah, who knows? People just, I mean, there's so much information out there that, I mean,
why did the tra-la-la-la-la guy go viral after he was nearly dead?
In modern internet time, a video from 10 years ago is like us finding, that sax play, that sax thing, or something weird from the 1910s.
Yes. So this is considered to be now, by the internet, the worst yodeling of all time. And it's accompanied by an accordion.
Oh, that's, that's why you got to do it.
God. Every time you think it's not going to get worse.
Wow, I feel like I can do a good Tarzan at least.
Yeah. Oh, now, yodeling is not particularly appealing anyway. Like,
no.
Like, I'm impressed by people who can do it well for about 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm. I am.
But, like, when that started, I thought, well, this isn't
it sounded
terrible.
Fine at the beginning.
But then, boom, when that guy kicked it. But what gets me is
this kicked in.
When it sounds more like a painful thing happening to him.
It sounded like my dog when I step on her paw accidentally when she's excited for lunch.
Yeah, I was thinking there's probably a lot of dogs right now who are going bonkers hearing that noise.
I think part of what makes, now I haven't seen it yet, but what makes that fun, though, is they sound like they're having a great time.
It sounds like it. He's probably...
people who...
they're probably all ripped.
There's not yodeling and accordion.
I don't mean like physically fit. No,
they're definitely not
drunk.
Physically in good shape.
No, their pants are ripped. They're drunk.
Yeah, and they're having a blast.
You don't go to, you don't hear that type of live music at places unless it's a get drunk and eat cheese type of party.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, this is, this is not a video from the United States, I don't think.
It doesn't sound like it.
They're having fun. They know he sucks.
It's a guy from he's from Eastern Europe, and his name is Jadlar Lojz.
That's what I would have guessed.
Yeah, Lodlar sounds
about right. Giving me just one guess, I think that would have been it.
Oh, he looks like Alex Jones.
Maybe it is Alex Jones.
But he has the biggest smile. Oh, he's filled with joy. Mm-hmm. I thought this was a young man. I'm not going to lie about that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he just finally found out that some shooting was actually a false flag event.
Oh, wow. He does look like Alex Jones.
Yeah. This accordion turned me into a yodeling gay.
Mm-hmm.
This person,
eat your children. Yodel, yodel.
I hear by mistake, but I glad found. I don't know if that's a joke or if that's a real person, but I love it just as much either way.
That needs to be on a shirt.
I glad found.
I hear by mistake, but I glad found. FBHW.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that clip. It's funny because the clip we just played is actually bringing us much more joy than the yodel kid. That's how bad that kid was.
Disagree. Love the yodel kid.
How little he deserved to go on.
I got a feeling called the blues. Oh, Lord.
So bad.
The way he so homespun tapped his little toe at Walmart right before he got a great deal on Tupperware and Old Roy.
I almost feel bad not liking him because of how.
I don't feel bad at all.
What was his name? Marshall Ramsey?
Sure. Dave Ramsey.
Mason Ramsey.
Mason Ramsey.
Mason Dixon.
Yeah.
Probably like 30 now.
Or is it Mason? No, I'm getting my
Mason Ramsey. Yeah,
my Mason.
Mason Reese.
Yeah,
it's not Mason Reese. That guy's skin tags off.
They look the same, but they're often mistaken for one another on the streets.
Steve, on Delicious Audio, there is a second link to more audio from Yodlar.
Oh no, he tried to follow up his big hit.
I don't know. That's my big hit.
That's never going to work. Mm-mm. This is not, it's not going to bring us the same joy.
It's just another clip, I believe.
But I still want to hear
Eastern Europe's number one yodeler. He might be, yeah.
Oh, he's in front of a different background, and he's got a fancier vest on behind
us. Yeah, he doesn't look as Alex Jonesy in this one.
No. Boy, there's a lot of microphones, though. What is he having, a press conference for the world?
Oh, man, the way his hair is streaked, that's amazing.
He's so bad. They love it. It was no fluke. He wasn't just joking around.
Maybe culturally, he's not bad at it there.
Well, I mean, I think he's hitting the notes better on this one. They're just not good notes. They just don't sound
well. None of the sounds happening are good. It's like a car wreck in your ears.
Wow.
Oh. I'm not positive anyone's there. I think this might be in a green room.
Yeah, it's possible.
I don't know, but I'm fascinated.
I think the Cold War and the Berlin Wall may have stunted the growth of the Eastern Europeans' entertainment.
It does seem like the land forgot.
And maybe a little bit.
The picture's crystal clear, but the entertainment you're watching is something you would see like on, you know, whatever, Block 4 TV, Moscow.
I was going to say, it looks like pre-television entertainment.
Yes. But filmed
like, you know,
like it's
96. Yes.
With at least that type of technology when it comes to cameras. That is bizarre.
Yeah.
I just searched on a YouTube Eastern European entertainment, and what a wide smattering of things.
I'm sure it's pretty interesting.
I have a favorite Eastern European entertainment
Eastern
video.
European lady school. I don't know if that's real or not, but. You have another one?
I like.
You have an Eastern European favorite?
My old roommate actually went to see these guys when they went on tour in the U.S.
Oh, I can't wait.
I forgot their name, but if you look up Total Eclipse of the Heart Russian Garbage Band, I'm sure it'll pop up. Total Eclipse. It's them doing it live on some television show, and they just smash like washers and dryers with tampers and whatnots. But it's fun.
Turn around the bright eyes. Is that what it sounds like?
Turn around.
Every now and then they turn around.
Yeah, Hura Torpedo.
That's them.
Oh boy. Wow. I can't wait for this. This is gonna be something. Okay. Did you find it, Steve?
What is the band called?
Hurrah Torpedo.
I'm sending it to you via text right now. This is going to be something.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, this went, and I don't think there's any swearing, but you never know because over there, our swear words are their normal words that can be said on television.
Yeah, it's true.
First comment, hey, you're a musician. Which instrument do you play? Oh, I play both the freezer and the dishwasher.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, now I'm excited.
Another person said, how can this not be the most viewed video on YouTube of all time?
And they're all in old school track suits, of course, because
it looks like an Eastern European Saturday Night Live set.
Lily Lordog.
Turned around. Every now and then I feel a little bit lonely and you're never coming around.
What in the hell is happening here?
What guy's cooking?
Oh, my God.
Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I feel a little bit terrified, but then I see the look in your eye.
He's using a freezer.
Oh my God.
That's his drum.
Every now and then I fall apart, and I need you more tonight.
That's great.
Hold on, the guy on the right, is his ass hanging out?
Yeah, his butt's hanging out of his track suit.
We'll be holding on forever, and we'll always
I expected when they were zooming in that I would realize that was Will Forte.
Yes!
Because this looks like something he would do. The guy hitting the high notes is so
is he holding a sledge-o-matic?
It's like a tamper, I think.
Oh. Come on, hit something with that.
Nothing I can see, a total eclipse of the heart.
Do it.
Oh, here it comes.
Once upon a time, there was light in my life, big... but now there's only love in the dark.
He's been preparing for this bang for a long time.
A total eclipse of the heart.
I know, I'm on the edge of my seat.
I mean, you can see his whole butt now. It is sticking out of his tracksuit. I mean, wow.
Like, good for them for taking all the things around them that they lived in and making music. Like,
those are that town's best appliances.
I know. They're like, oh, no, we need to cook our borscht in there. Borscht is now just dream.
Broken freezer is where body go.
I actually think it's not a cold soup made out of cabbage.
Out of beets. Yeah, yes. I think so. Yeah.
Now they can't even be cold. Everything is room temperature in Russia. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that.
Oh.
Yeah. Wow, that was really something.
Rocks are now food. Potato is dream.
Oven is drum.
Oh, I forgot what Reddit thread that was, but it's all just like Latvian jokes. That's what it was. Yeah, Latvian jokes. And it's like, it's things we shouldn't be laughing at because it really happens. It's like, it's making fun of how their secret police capture people and they're all starving. It's like, that's funny.
It is funny.
Torab just got taken by the secret police. Now his family's starving. That's a knee slapper. But look it up, Latvian jokes. You won't be disappointed. Or maybe you will be. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.